101.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE News Time is now 7:21, Newsmaker time on a rather wet Wednesday morning. And with that in mind, we have Lyon County Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn with Lyon County Public Health as our Newsmaker guest on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today.
Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are things going for you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good. How's the workflow been the last couple of weeks since our last update?
Oh, honestly, it's been about the same. We're pretty steady at Public Health. We've been able to kind of still focus on COVID, but also focus on some of our normal duties, which has been nice.
What are we looking at as far as our caseload trends are concerned? Statistically, it seems like we've been anywhere from zero to maybe four or five cases now on a pretty consistent basis, all the way dating back to late March or early April.
Now, you are correct. Really, for the last probably, well, definitely several weeks, but right what you're saying, even into March or April, we've really been kind of in a stable pattern when it comes to cases. We may see a little bit of an uptick, a few more cases than what we normally do 1 week, and then maybe it'll drop back down. But last week was the same. We diagnosed 3 cases last week. And that was a little bit lower than the week before. We had diagnosed 4 cases the previous week. And our test positivity is kind of hovering right now at about 2%. And that's a little bit lower than what it was the week before when we were at 3.4%. And that's kind of been where we've been. We've been kind of seeing those several cases diagnosed every week, and our test positivity has been kind of jumping anywhere between 2% and maybe 5% over the last several weeks.
Talk a little bit, too, here, Jennifer, about, maybe the presence of variants, because obviously this has been a concern the last several months here at the national and the worldwide level. First off with the UK variant, less so the Japan, Brazil variant, even though that's being noted in some of our neighboring counties, or the South African variant. But it seems like the UK variant and the Delta variant right now are the most recent one. Those are the two that have really gotten the most attention here across the globe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lyon County is no exception. We have variants of concern that have been diagnosed in Lyon County. Currently, we have 18 lab diagnosed variants of concern. We have 16 of those are that B.1.1.7 or Alpha variant. We have now 2 of the Delta variant that have been diagnosed. And it's not looking real good for our region, to be very honest. Those variants of concern are a concern. And over the last several weeks in our HHS region, which consists of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, we have really seen in those samples that are sequenced, we've seen a huge increase in the Delta variant. Right now, it's looking like the majority of the specimens that are sequenced are the Delta variant. And then really, we're also seeing that Alpha variant quite a bit.
Jennifer, I'm going to ask you essentially two sides of the same question here. One of which is how soon, based on the current trends, could we possibly see the Delta variant becoming much more prevalent here in Lyon County or East Central Kansas? And on the flip side, is the concern right now about the variants based on the overall caseload, is that overblown right now?
Well, it is a concern to us because really we're having sort of a tale of two pandemics. So we have a pandemic right now that is affecting vaccinated people very differently than the pandemic is affecting unvaccinated individuals. So if you are a fully vaccinated person, really, we know the vaccine offers good protection against these variants. That's what the research is showing us. So they're not as concerning to somebody that is fully vaccinated. But for those individuals that are not vaccinated yet, and for those that don't even qualify for vaccine at this point, it is concerning. And our region has been hit a lot harder with these variants, especially the Delta variant, than the rest of the United States has. So there is always a potential, if vaccination rates, you know, are low, that we definitely could see an uptick in cases in those unvaccinated individuals.
Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn joining us as our Newsmaker segment continues here on KVUE and KVUE.com here this morning. There's a couple of things that we wanted to hit on here this morning, one of which that you brought up, which is, I guess, maybe the latest signal here that a lot of the larger scale and maybe state/federal efforts are maybe coming to an end in Lyon County, and that would be the end of well health testing here before the week's out.
Yeah, Well Health is wrapping up their operations here in Lyon County. Their last day of services will be the last day of this month. And then, you know, it is, like what you said, it becomes up to the local organizations to step in and provide those services. So it doesn't mean testing is ending in Lyon County. We still have multiple organizations that are offering testing for COVID-19. And some of those are private businesses, workplaces, and then we have, you know, Newman Regional Health and Lyon County Public Health, Flint Hills Community Health Center that are also offering testing. So if you are looking for testing or if you are ill, definitely it is available for you. We would recommend calling our COVID hotline, which is 620-208-3741, and that will get you to one of our call takers that can get you an appointment scheduled. And we have appointments available for testing every day, well, Monday through Friday.
Jennifer, along those lines here, with the end of well health testing here coming up here really today, and then earlier the end of the non-congregate housing situation, are we seeing really, a shift here to a more local level when it comes to emergency response and specifically emergency response funding here for different aspects of the COVID-19 response?
Yeah, I think we are. And that isn't unusual. Anytime we have an emergency event, it begins local, and then as it expands, we will pull in regional, state, or federal partners or assets. And then as that event is winding down, you will see those federal, state, and regional assets or dollars kind of be pulled away, and it will become local again. That's what we're seeing. It doesn't mean that we don't still have partnerships or some funding through federal streams or state streams. Some of that has still remained intact, and that's good. And the state is still playing, especially the Kansas Department of, like KDHE, is still playing a huge part in our response. And they are really supporting the locals still at this time in response to this disease outbreak or disease pandemic. But yes, as far as are we really kind of coming back in this point of the emergency to response being at a local level, yes, that's where we're at.
How much pressure, I guess, does that put here on the Lyon County bottom line here to provide these services at this stage of the game?
Well, that is definitely the responsibility of the local commissioners is to decide, you know, what funding needs to be put at response. And so far, that has really not been an issue. And most of response at this point in time is is kind of being wrapped into normal delivery of services as well. So I think that makes it a different time in the pandemic where, you know, our response individuals are able to do COVID response most of the time during their normal daily activities.
Jennifer, are we missing anything before we wrap things up here for this particular update?
Well, we have a vaccination clinic that's coming up, and this is kind of exciting for us because we're doing a drive-through clinic, and it is on July 10th. And I just wanted to reiterate to individuals that, you know, vaccine is one of the best ways to protect yourself against COVID-19. So if you're not vaccinated yet, come join us on July 10th. It's from 8 to 10 at Riverside School. Everyone that attends and gets vaccinated, and that would be individuals 12 years and older because we're doing Pfizer, will receive a $10 Main Street gift card. But we are also partnering with RadX at that time to offer testing. So if you feel like you need to get tested, or this is kind of, you know, one of those perfect times to just do the screening testing if you're going to be traveling or if you're going to be attending a gathering, come down and get that COVID-19 test, and you would score yourself a $20 gift card if you came for the testing. And that would be for any age group. We're not, you know, limiting that at the 12-year-old. So join us on July 10th for either a vaccination or a COVID-19 test or both.
Sounds good. Jennifer, thanks again for your time here today, and best of luck here as we continue the COVID-19 response.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Jennifer Milburn, Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director, our guest here on our Newsmaker segment. And if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segments here next week, look for that, because we have right now the Monday right after the 4th of July, plus the 8th and the 9th, the Thursday, Friday of next week that are currently open. And you can call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Kayla Mock joining us, which means it's time to talk about the July 1st Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia.
Exciting stuff right there. Absolutely.
Exciting stuff. Do you want to, hey, Scott, before we jump out of this news block, do you want to pass along here, too, that we've been mentioning here about public reports of water over different county roads, specifically starting off at Road L between 310 and 320, and then transitioning to Road G between 240 and 260. The Lyon County Highway Department has announced that 240 between D and E5, so not in either of these two specific zones that have been reported, but nearby the one on Road G, 240 between D and E5 is now officially closed until further notice with the water running over that particular road. This also goes with 155 between F5 and G, just south of Emporia. That's closed as well due to high water. So we'll keep you updated here on KVUE, KVUE.com, and KVUE social media here through the morning.
All right, absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Newsmaker here this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless. 734 KVOE AM, KVOE FM. We have something to think about on the way. We'll get to weather next.
City residents are reminded there will be no residential trash, West Side Recycling Service, roll-off, or cardboard pickup on Monday, July 5th in observance of the Independence Day holiday. Residents with automated refuse and West Side Recycling Service, normally picked up on Monday, will be picked up on Wednesday, July 7th. All commercial refuse accounts will be picked up on their normal schedules. The City of Emporia Lyon County Transfer Station and Recycling Center will be closed on Monday, July 5th. And